Today's Holy Gospel comes from the 6th chapter of Luke. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the word of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yesterday, some of us who were, raise your hand if you're in the bell choir and went to the, John, raise your hand, you're in the bell choir. And some who went there also to visit. We went over to Westminster Presbyterian Church over on Boulevard, and they had a Hope Village fundraiser, and it was a musical fundraiser. So the bell choir was there with several other bell choirs. There were like 25 people. It was awesome. A bunch of different choirs, and then we had dessert after. And the Hope Village is a new village of tiny homes, 8 of them, with also a common kitchen area for the folks who are going to live there, the guests who are going to be there. And it was a wonderful time. I mean, it really was hopeful. It was great to be there and see a church that's really stepping out. And, you know, with City of Olympia, they've worked a lot to try and make this happen. It's a great thing. And it fulfills, I believe, some of what this scripture talks about today. Because Jesus says, blessed are, and woes, and it's the poor who are blessed and the rich who are woed. And we're all woed people, right? Not most of all of us here, sitting here. So it's like, not more woes from Jesus. Well, I don't pick the texts. And I don't tell the stories. They're Jesus' stories. But that's the joy of following Jesus. It's both an invitation to follow, and it's a challenge to follow Jesus, to be very clear. But he gives Jesus the bottom line in this last verse of the section. Do to others just as you, and you can use a different word, desire, wish, want others to do to you. Do to others as you desire, wish, want others to do to you. Now, that seems simple if you know what you like and desire and want and wish people to do to you. And I think we all know that, right? Well, and if you can't think of some of the good things that you want or wish or desire done to you, Jesus lists some of those beforehand. And these are the action verbs that he lists. Listen, love, do good, bless, pray, and give. Listen, love, do good, bless, pray, and give. When he talks about listening, that is a huge theme. You see it in all kinds of books. If you look at people trying to figure out how to live a better life, whether you're Christian or not, mindfulness is a thing that comes up. That is focusing on something specific, or not even anything. And just take a little bit of time. Start with 1 minute. 1 minute a day. Just stop and do nothing. But just focus on your breath, for example, for a minute. Or take 5 minutes and pick a person for that day that needs your focus, your attention. Maybe someone who you're going to light a candle for. Or maybe someone currently in your life that needs your attention. And you stop for 5 minutes and focus on that person. This idea of listening, it's prayer. You know, it's talking to God, it's talking to Jesus, it's listening to the Spirit, and it's listening to other people. Because God speaks through other people. At least in my life, God has spoken through other people countless times. That's that listening piece. Love. Now, when he talks about it here, he says, love your enemies. So in case you're wondering, well, who shouldn't I love? Well, love everyone is what he's saying. Love is all you need. You know, maybe he thought of that Beatles tune before they did. But the example he gives is the Good Samaritan story in chapter 10 in Luke. Well, what does love look like? And who should I love? Well, you should love your neighbor. Well, who's your neighbor? And he tells the Good Samaritan story. The person that you find who needs mercy. And you lift them up. You pick them up. And you show mercy. Hope Village is a perfect example of that. Westminster doing that. Who is it that we need to lift up in love? Doing good, even to those who hate you. Do you have any people who hate you in your life? Well, hopefully you don't, but if you do, or anyone who you're disgruntled with or is disgruntled with you, this might be challenging for some of us. Jesus told this story of when he was preaching and everyone's gathered around him and there was a big crowd and his mom and brothers were outside of that crowd. And they were saying, hey, your mom and brother's out there. You know, they want to see you. It's like, my mom and brother, whoever hears and does the will of God is my family, my brother, my mother, my sister. Doing good, well, you're a sibling with Jesus when you do that. It's part of our identity of being children of God. It's a natural part of that when you know the grace and mercy and forgiveness of God. You know you're a child of God. You're a sibling of Jesus, called to do good. And then he says, bless. And he says, bless the cursers, the ones who curse. The ones who tell you, whatever, you're an idiot. Or other words that, you know, it's too early to say those other words. But other words that maybe have been heard before. But when I think about bless, the two scenes or the two stories I think about are Jesus is about to feed 5,000 people. And he has 2 fish and 5 loaves. And he blesses them. It says, he looks up and asks God, you know, give us this blessing. That's what we do when we gather with this meal. We bless. We look up. We ask God to come. It seems like blessing, and especially those who we struggle with, is a lost art, almost. It's so easy to, instead of trying to work towards blessing, we dismiss. I can't deal with that. And there are times when you can't. Because all the things I'm talking about, we're going to fail. We're going to fail because we're not perfect. We're perfectly human, so we're going to do some amazing things. And we're perfectly human because we're going to have some awesome failures. I'm just speaking for myself. I know all of you, no failures out there that I see. Failure-free zone out there. I'm just talking about up here. But that blessing, even those that you struggle with, that blessing. There's another scene where when Jesus is being presented at the temple, because the firstborn, that's what they did, and to be a blessing to God, and Simeon comes up, and Simeon's been waiting for the Messiah. And he just looks upon this child and is just overwhelmed and just can't say enough about how awesome it is that I got to see this Jesus before I died. That's what blessing is. It's seeing someone and knowing that they're a child of God, that they're a blessing in the world. The next one is pray. And it says, pray for abusers. Now, you know, in our culture, when we talk about abusers, we're not talking about domestic violence. That's not what this text is at. It's getting at more being persecuted in different ways. That's included, and I'm not dismissing that. But even the most destructive people need prayer. That's what Jesus is saying. When you pray, he gives us in chapter 11 the way to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It's a version of the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come. Give me what I need this day. Forgive me and give me the power to forgive. And please don't lead me in a time of temptation or trial. That's his prayer. That's a good one to pray for us every day as well. So praying. And then there's the giving. And Jesus says, to everyone who begs. You know, I'm sitting in line oil change over by, what used to be Top Foods. Is it still Top Foods in the west side across from the Barnes and Nobles? Do we still have Top Foods? I can't remember. Or did that change? That's Albertson, whatever that store is anyway. So coming out of there, there's a woman there, you know. Homeless, need help, or I can't remember the sign, something like that. So what do you do? I mean, this is about as literal. Give to everyone who begs. I didn't. Now, you know, maybe my crazy justification is, she didn't really ask me. I mean, because she happened to have a sign up and I happened to look at it. Does that mean she's really asking me? I mean, she's asking everybody, obviously. But, I mean, that's, you know, the little mental game I play. But the person in front of me gave her something. So, you know, maybe I justified it as, in this line of cars, she covered us, you know, for giving. So we're good. But that's not what Jesus is getting at. Because we will fail in that, in our culture of comfort and excess. It's so easy to dismiss, to set aside, to look the other way. And Jesus tells this story. Hey, there was a rich man, and he had all kinds of stuff. And he said to himself, man, I am so rich, I'm going to make some big barns. I'm going to store it all. I'm going to get a nice lawn chair. I'm going to get some barbecue briquettes, light up a fire, have a great barbecue. And then God said, nope, you've taken your last breath. You're with me now. And Jesus says, when you have breath, when you breathe, be rich toward God. That's a big, powerful statement. And it might even be harder to think about than when someone begs, give. But to be rich toward God with every breath you have. That's what Jesus is talking about with giving. So we have listen, and we have love, and we have do good, and we have bless, and we have pray, and we have give. All of that back to this first statement. Do to others as you would desire or want or wish them to do to you. Now we have one other thing built in, which we're experiencing now, which is Sabbath. We have a day of rest. God rested, so we're allowed to take a break and to give praise and thanks like we do here through song and other things, to remember who we are, to remember who's gone ahead of us, but that we're loved and forgiven child of God, children of God. And to remember, and I love this quote, and I love that, so I'm quoting a guy only because I'm going to say his name because it's such a cool name. This comes from Uluwatomisin Oradin. Uluwatomisin Oradin. I'm probably butchering that name, but I've had years of Yuto Galarno butchering, so it's okay. But what he says about this whole scene is, God brings together the weary and the dirty and the clean and the well-to-do and brings them provocatively close. That's what Jesus is getting at. We're all children of God. We're all on this earth together. There's not much that separates us, but breathing is one thing we all do. And when we do that together, amazing things can happen, especially when we give and we pray and we bless and we do good and we love and we listen. That's the good news. Amen.